Everybody, it's your man Headcrack, and this is the Dish Nation podcast or audio boom. It's all the funny stuff for the TV show, but exclusively for your listening pleasure. Right here, we got the ATL team in the building. Clap it up one time. Yeah.
Hey, y'all, it's Portia Williams, and we slay all day.
Hey, what up? This your boy, Ricky Smiley, man. Hey, welcome to Dish Nation, and we got jokes. That's right, S-E-K-O-J, spelled backwards.
Yo, yo, what up? It's your girl, the B-R-A-T-U-D.
And you got Gary with the tea here, baby, where everything is hot in my teapot.
Now that's it for ATL. Now over to LA. What up?
Thank you, Headcrack. I'm Frank Kramer representing the left coast.
What's up, guys? It's Heidi Hamilton, and welcome to the Dish Nation party.
Now that's our team. Now on to what you've already been waiting for. What you really want. Your show. Here you go.
Welcome to Dish Nation, everybody.
Yeah!
Yes. You are tuned in to the right show at the right time because we're dishing all these celebrity news.
Oh.
See what I did there?
Yeah.
Gotcha.
I look too!
Totally gotcha. Yeah, but before we can tell you all the celebrity news, we got to check in with the A-team there in Atlanta. What's that?
What's up, everybody?
Is that Portia?
Portia's back.
Yay.
Good to see you guys so much.
We miss you too.
Missed you too. Coming up on the show, actress and political pundit Stacey Dash. Yeah, she's in the news. She was totally clueless when this happened to her, and we'll tell you about that a little later on. Also, we have a new smash alert. This one might be a shocker for some of you out there, but first, Heidi, what's going on?
All right, well, it's official now. Ooh. Justin Bieber and Haley Baldwin are married again.
All right.
Yeah. Again. This was the family.
This was the family. This was the big party because a year ago they eloped at the courthouse. And yesterday the newlyweds said their I do's. Again, 1 year after eloping, they had a formal ceremony in front of 154 friends and family members at the Montage Palmetto Bluff in South Carolina.
Oh, it's a nice place.
Now, as you can imagine, the couple invited their fair share of celebrity friends, such as Kendall and Kylie Jenner, Justine Skye.
Ooh, Justine.
Jaden Smith. A lot of pictures posted. We're going to share them with you right now. The wedding was beautiful. Justin posted a picture of his new bride with the caption, "My bride is fire." Look at the one picture of Haley and Justin in the photo booth.
Love it.
After the kiss, the tongue is out.
Yes.
Haley Baldwin Bieber is ready for the honeymoon.
The other thing I heard about the wedding is that they did it at this resort hotel, high end.
Yeah, of course.
And instead of just like booking the reception room or where they're going to have like the outdoor wedding part, they had shut off the pool to all other guests. So the pool and the fitness area and the back courtyard. Bieber said, "Nope, we're not having anybody else." All these guests are like, "Wait a second, we booked this place this weekend. You didn't tell us about the Bieber wedding, so now we can't go down and use the pool."
Oh, that would suck.
So, yeah,
it really would. They had to have gotten a discount.
Especially if you're paying like $2,000-$4,000 a night at some nice resort and you can't use the pool. Oh, hell no.
That is when it would be proper to party crash, to wedding crash. I'm going to be down there and give me a plate, a drink. I'm going to be in one of these black and white pictures. You're going to be like, "Who is that?" Well, guys, it's a thin line between love and hate because actress and conservative political pundit Stacey Dash got them hands, y'all.
Really?
Yes. Unfortunately, Stacey was arrested and charged with domestic violence in Florida against her husband of 1 year, attorney Jeffrey Marty. Now, according to a source, Mr. Marty tried to strangle Stacey, and she time traveled back to her days of growing up in the Bronx and opened up a can of whoop ass on his ass. Okay? So you know we sips the tea here at Dish Nation, darling, and we have the arrest footage. Take a look.
In a second, I'm just detaining you for right now. All right, I'll walk you over to my car and I'll explain everything to you, okay?
Am I being arrested?
I'll explain it to you in a second, okay? What do you do for work?
I'm an actress.
Are you in any shows right now or anything?
I did a film called Clueless.
Okay.
As a contributor.
Oh, okay. Just gonna search you real quick.
Okay.
Yep, thank you.
Stacy looked clueless in this video, okay? So Stacy and her hubby's altercation, Stacy called the authorities, but when they arrived, Jeffrey was all scratched up, so they cuffed Stacy, the actress, and took her down to the station, where she was released on bail the morning after. But her mugshot, y'all, is everything.
Yes.
She's smoldering, darling. Look.
Yes, she is. She still looks good.
But you can tell she was in there trying to fight. Her hair is back in a ball.
Mm. Yes.
She's got Vaseline on her cheeks. She done took off her earrings.
Okay.
She was in there fighting. She was throwing down.
This cop wanted to take her home.
Okay.
Yes. For real, 100%.
He wanted her to do something strange to get out them handcuffs.
Okay, in the car.
We can use these cuffs for something else, darling.
Okay.
I mean, it's going to come out wrong, but there's something incredibly sexy about a woman who scratches the hell out of you. You know what I mean?
Really?
I see what kind of games you like to play in the bedroom.
You make her so mad she gets all crazy, and then you got to make up. Makeup, crazy makeup sex.
Why do you bitch about drama when you love it?
You love drama, bro.
He does.
Oh, I'm a Stacey Dash fan now.
100%.
Stacey Dash 2020. I love her.
I love her, man.
Vote for her.
Kramer Dash.
All right, guys, it's time for another Smash Alert. Now, Adele is definitely belting out some hello from the other side because her move on game is strong. It's being reported after officially filing for divorce from her husband, Simon, last month. She has moved over to the dark side.
Uh-oh!
And she's now dating British grime rapper Skepta.
Wow! Nice!
Oh, Gary, don't act like the dark meat don't taste better than the white meat. It's more juicy.
Now, there's no word on how long, Adele's been playing with Skepta's scepter, but rumor has it the two Tottenham natives have been friends for quite some time now.
Okay.
And things heated up after they enjoyed a string of dates together. And a source said Adele and Skepta have been there for each other a lot after both of their relationships split up.
Really?
They have a close bond. There's definitely special connection.
Man.
And some of their friends are hoping and predicting they could end up being a great couple one day. So,
she went black. But this guy has tattoos on his neck.
She's like a new rock star.
She got edge.
I would smash Adele. She's gorgeous.
Adele's beautiful.
She's gorgeous to me, yo.
And that voice.
Oh my God. But here's the thing about Adele, which just blows your mind if you've never seen her in an interview. Like, she looks all proper. She sings beautifully. So all proper. But in an interview, she's like, I know it. I'll find call from the top. You're like, wait, what did she say?
He's a good rebound for her. I'm going to tell you that much.
Oh, yeah. I think they're going to get married, y'all. Watch.
She's going to get married.
She's going to get knocked up, and it's a wrap, y'all. Watch.
Well, from Smash Alert to Peach Alert.
Yes, the
trailer for the new Housewives of Atlanta has dropped. And since our precious
Portia
Peach, Portia
yes.
Peach is a
yes.
precious Peach.
Mouth is watering thinking about it. We thought we'd get Portia's take on it, so let's all watch it together.
This season on The Real Housewives of Atlanta.
You're not going to sit up and say nothing? Stop it!
I told you that lady was crazy.
Where is security? Can this get out of
here?
Please, no.
Pause.
Let's start from the beginning. The frats the We have moved on to the next level.
Work your body.
Woo!
Happy life.
We're going to carnival!
Get them all this postpartum realness, bitch.
Shake your honey.
Everyone seems like they're exactly where they want to be.
I want you to be my forever.
First of all, the super tease is two parts, right? Mm-hmm. So the first part is like everybody's in a good place. It just shows where our relationships are.
Okay.
Second half is the total drama of it all and the dark side of RHOA.
Mm.
And I do have to say, I think it was a good balance. We have definitely had seasons where it seemed like it was all dark and like all arguing.
Mm-hmm.
This season, you get to see the sisterhood of us.
I watch for the fun and the fighting, but I stay for the cleavage. My God.
I mean,
We clap it up for the cleavage, Frank. You really do them up well. Bravo for the cleavage.
We keep you coming back.
Bravo.
Not only are they up on a platform, but it's like they are sprayed and glistened.
It's like glitter on them.
They must glow, and you get them in all versions of chocolate.
Okay.
Right. We got the milk.
Yes. Dark chocolate.
Dark chocolate.
Call me. I'll give you some white chocolate. I don't know. I don't know if anybody's a fan.
Nobody likes
Heidi, gloss up your and come on.
Well, up next, Shaq and Reese Witherspoon are getting it in. No, not with each other. We'll tell you what they're up to after the break. Dish
Nation. Hey, Crack, now you know who can be really scary these days?
Who?
The IRS.
Yo, you know any of our viewers need to worry about the IRS.
And why is that?
Listen up, y'all. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes to the IRS, all you have to do is call Civic Tax Relief for free tax relief information.
You mean to tell me the information is completely free?
Yup. Civic Tax Relief can help protect you from the IRS, stop added fees and wage garnishments, finally break free from the IRS.
Ooh, child, I feel relieved already.
Right, so all our viewers see what new programs you qualify for. This is limited. This information is free. The consultation is free.
And all you have to do is call?
Yep. Call now. Civic Tax Relief Special Tax Hotline can help you discover all the relief programs you qualify for free. Just call 1-800-506-5803.
Give it to them one more time here, Craig.
Okay, I got y'all. It's 1-800-506-5803. Don't wait. Call 1-800-506-5803.
Dish Nation. Welcome back to Dish Nation. Yay. Yay. Looks like Reese Witherspoon can dance better than you, Gary.
Oh, what?
Uh-huh, that's right. Over the weekend, the actress shared a hilarious video on her Instagram page of her 15-year-old son, Deacon, teaching her how to do a dance for the app called TikTok. Take a look.
Rolly, rolly, rolly. Break the legs. Like, break the legs.
What's this move?
No. He looks pretty cool.
Here I go, here I go, here I go again, girls. What's my weakness?
Come on,
is this? I swear, I stand. My knees, my witness. The brother had it going on.
Okay.
But isn't this amazing, though, honey? Y'all ain't gonna have nothing. Yeah, the white children taking all the dance. Y'all did this.
Well, here's the problem. When you go to clubs, we don't dance. We be at the club tweeting about us being at the club.
But guess what?
IG. Like, we don't
get the dances from us.
Okay.
And they use our songs to dance the dances because we make the songs.
Gary, what kind of dance can you hit? Come on, you gotta show us millennials that you are cool too now. Do the whoa.
Do the whoa.
Oh,
God, that's the,
Well, oh, no.
I know, Gary. If Portia won, you want to.
Yeah, I have to. We have been, this has been established already,
It
guys.
Ain't established. Every time we say it, girl, we let you know you are not a millennial.
Y'all do,
moving on.
The internet backs me up.
You may have some competition on your hands, baby, for real, because Shaq Diesel, a.k.a. Shaquille O'Neal, is back to rapping.
Uh-oh. You know you got skills, man.
The former NBA star just dropped a diss track on his Instagram page aimed at Portland Trailblazers star Damian Lillard. That's right. The current beef all started after Damian appeared on the Joe Budden's podcast and suggested that Shaq's rap success was due to his Shaq skills on the court, not his own lyrical skills on the mic.
Oh, mad disrespect.
Man, so Damian, who also raps, was basically implying that he raps better than Shaq, and that was all the Diesel needed to hear him come out of rap, honey. Rap retirement, that is. Let's check it out.
Wrong with these little cats. I can tell they little listen to their little raps. Always bragging about their little max contract. Damn dollar, little money when it comes to Shaq. You see this flow, got a little Hall of Fame on it. Game shoot jumpers, Shaq still banged on it.
I'm not mad at that, and I'm not mad at the puppet because it made it fun and funny instead of him trying to be like, you know, really, really a real rapper. Like, I enjoyed that.
But he sound like Mr. T. He just sound like Shaq.
No, that's how Shaq sound.
That's how Shaq talk, yeah.
Shaq's edge would come from the fact that Shaq got punchlines.
Yeah.
You know, if there was like an actual battle, a crowd would react to who says the funnier things.
Right.
And I think Shaq will nail that.
Yeah, I mean, I'm a female, and I like different rappers rap because they paint a visual. Mm-hmm. Shaq is going to give me a visual.
Yeah, Shaq will go bond those knees and destroy MCs.
Right.
With some icy heart.
All right, so y'all know what time it is.
It's deal time.
Now, listen, you need a boost. If you have this jump starter on deck, it could change your life. Now, the Minimax portable car jump starter has a powerful 7,800 milliamp hours battery that delivers as much as 400 peak amps to jumpstart all your 12-volt gas-powered cars, trucks, motorcycles, boats, and more. And what's even more iller is it has a built-in USB output that provides power for iPhones, Androids, tablets, laptops, and games.
Wow.
Wait a minute. Now, this little bitty thing does all this. Tell me more.
Yup. Listen, Gary. The set includes the power pack, pack, car adapter set of jumper cables, and a carrying pouch. It comes with a three-mode LED safety light, which acts as a flashlight, a safety strobe, or an SOS signal with a simple click. Plus, it's small enough to fit in your pocket, your purse, or your glove box.
Man, I need this head crack. How much is it?
Well, Brat, the Mini Max Portable Power Pack 7800 car jump starter has been seen as high as $100, but for the Dish Nation viewers, it's only $29.
Ooh.
Yep, yep, just go electrifymorethansave.com and tell them Dish Nation sent you.
All right, up next, find out which celebrity is ready for you to slide into her DM and take her out on a date. We'll have more details after the break.
Dish Nation. Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey!
Now, Gigi Hadid has saved the day. Now, the supermodel was walking in a Chanel Spring 2020 show at Paris Fashion Week when a runway crasher jumped on stage.
Ah!
Yeah, man.
What?
The prankster joined the models and walked the runway until Gigi stopped her, put a hand on the woman's shoulder, gave her a tough talking to, and escorted her off the stage.
She was gonna get her shine, honey. She tried to wear an outfit that blended in. She was gonna walk right in the middle and create enough space for her to be right, spaced out just right to be in this fashion week, honey. She came with a purpose.
Yep. She did. She got a little hounds tooth.
Okay.
A little big old hounds tooth,
oh,
too.
Oh, my goodness.
Some big print.
That's original Chanel.
Now, that definitely wasn't Chanel that she was wearing.
No.
That was Channel.
That's the Channel.
Yeah. Now, the comedian's name is Marie Infiltré, which means Marie infiltrates, and this is actually pretty appropriate because she actually does this.
Really?
She recently crashed the fashion show of the lingerie brand Etam.
You let Miss Ross do a concert, honey, and I'm there.
Are you going to jump on stage?
Yes, ma'am, honey. I'm close to the stage. I'm going to get on stage.
But she already love you, Gary.
That's
She's not going to.
She don't even know.
She's going to be like, Gary, I love you, darling. Beautiful. I love you.
And I'll be wearing my Miss Ross look. I have on something that's similar to what she's wearing.
You can borrow my weave.
There you go.
No, don't dress like that, Gary. You had to be Gary from here.
That's right. That's
so she recognized you. No, but it's going to be so many there with that same look. You don't, you want to stand out and look like...
Well, what did I do then?
You just look cute today.
Yeah, just come through.
No, you look studious right now. You know, matter of fact, you'll be backstage anyway. You wouldn't have to do that.
That's right.
You VIP, honey.
Nah, Miss Ross.
Very important pigeon.
Guys, actress Laverne Cox is single. That's right. And she's inviting you to shoot your shot. Not shoot your jumper.
Oh.
A few months ago, Laverne broke up with her then boyfriend, Kyle Draper. Yeah, they were together for like 2 years, but it's over now.
Oh my God.
She just dropped the video on the gram, and she is serving you hair, she's serving you body, and she also captioned the pic, Gary.
What?
She said, single lady here. It's okay to slide into my DMs, gentlemen.
Well,
don't be scared. Just be respectful. Los Angeles area preferred. Talk to you soon. Hashtag trans is beautiful.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
I guess instead of going to Tinder or a dating site, you just post, slide in my DM if you're interested.
DM.
And then I guess you get to choose like the bachelorette.
But does she know what she's asking for?
Yeah.
Those DMs be disgusting.
Really?
I remember one time I went into my DMs and I was like, oh my gosh.
Yeah.
I didn't know there were so many wrong angles to take of a penis.
Girl.
Like, yeah. Ashy ones. It's just like, ew, everything. The toilet behind them. It's like, does she know what she's getting into?
The thing is, though, Portia, not her.
Well, good luck, Laverne, girl. I hope you find love.
Coming up next, a digital billboard made it hard for drivers to focus. Find out why after the break. Hey, don't forget to hit us up on social media. We're on all these platforms at Dish Nation. We'll see you there.
Dish Nation.
Hey, what's up, y'all? Welcome back to Dish Nation.
Hey.
All right, y'all, like a bedtime story, huh? Because
sure.
I got one for you. Now, just close your eyes and picture this. You're driving down the highway. You're cruising to your favorite song. Then you look up. All of a sudden, bam, there's porn playing on a billboard.
What?
Real porn?
Real porn.
Wait, HBO porn or like...
Right.
Hardcore.
Let's go Cinemax, eh? That's exactly what happened to hundreds of drivers this past weekend when a digital billboard in Michigan shocked drivers when it started playing a lesbian pornographic film. Now, there were some complaints.
And
the police got involved, and they got in contact with the company that owns the billboard, and he shut it down. Boo.
Oh, who did that prank?
What? How?
That's not okay, because my reason is not okay. That could cause accidents.
It could.
Yeah. Who's controlling the video? Was this a prank or did somebody just make a mistake? A disgruntled employee.
Disgruntled employee did it.
Maybe it was a treat for the drivers.
I mean, like, these digital billboards are kind of easy to hack.
But I might do that and put out a new video.
I was like, what? Your porn?
Not porn.
You put out your porn?
And I'm talking about music videos.
Just
that would be a bestseller.
No.
Hashtag Brat Cat.
Right.
Yeah, Brat Cat. I hate you. Okay. What highway, girl?
Highway 69.
Show is over, but don't forget to head over to morningsave.com to take advantage of today's great deal.
Dish Nation.
Thanks for checking out Dish Nation on Audio Boom. Make sure you listen to any episodes you may have missed. They're right down below, or maybe they're over there. Just scroll up. Look, you'll find it. If you like what you heard, share it with your friends. Even share it with your enemies. Either way, share it.